Parenting Moments each week on Shine FM every Wednesday, checking in with Kimberly Eckert, registered psychologist and founder of Eckert Center. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Kimberly, we started a really good topic last week. You had 9 tips for talking with kids about trauma, and we're going to be continuing that over the weeks ahead, so I'll let you go at it.
All right, and again, parents, I am giving you a disclaimer. If you want to move little ears away from this conversation, please do so now. And here is tip number 2. After tragedy occurs, reassure them. So, tragedy can really rattle our sense of safety and our children's. One goal of the conversation that we want to have with our kids as soon as we can after an event occurs is to reassure them that things will get better, you will be there for them, they can ask you questions anytime, and that they are safe, and so are the people that they care about. To make your reassurances more believable, you can point out some of the safety measures that are being taken, like explaining what security guards do. So, children need to hear very clearly that their parents are doing all that they can to take care of them and to keep them safe. They also need to hear that people in the government and other grown-ups, like police or the army, are doing everything possible to keep them safe. Again, it's so helpful, and I've seen this over and over with kids coming in for therapy after tragic events have touched their lives, is how helpful it is for them to understand what is going on behind the scenes and how many people are working towards their safety. So one of the pieces that I think is really important is also resources. So there is a great website. So Fred, quote, Mr. Rogers, has a website dedicated to helping children after tragic events. And I encourage parents to check it out at pbs.org. And it's well done. And again, we'll be talking about more tips, but reassure them. That's today's.
Awesome. Yeah, the reassurance is huge there. And I'm glad you mentioned that. Mr. Rogers had so much great ways of helping kids dealing with tragedy. You see different things shared on social media. So, the PBS website, pbs.org, will have info there. He was such a great, great man.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk more about him over the course of January and February, thoughts and quotes from him.
Nice. Glad to hear that. Well, we'll continue the topic again next week. Kimberly, Eckert Center, tell us a little bit.
Well, we offer support for all family members, and your benefits have renewed. This is a great time to get started on any counseling or assessment goals that you might have for your children, your teens, or for yourself, or for you as a couple. Again, we have a North and South location, and we provide online services anywhere in Alberta.
Sounds good. EckertCenter.com. And every week, Kimberly blessing somebody in our Shine family with a free initial visit. Who's that going to?
Let's go with caller number 4 today, Mike.
Caller 4 at 403-276-8888. We'll get you hooked up with that. Thank you so much, Kimberly. And we'll continue the conversation next week. Have a great day.
You too, Mike.